Listening and reflecting on the songs that we just sang, first our hymn that we sang, I thought, you know, if there's a hymn that you want to learn, that's a good one. There's not a whole lot of words, alleluia, and then a couple of verses, you know. But I thought to myself, how fitting, though, because I thought, alleluia, alleluia, praise be to God, right? Praise to God. Words fall short sometimes, don't they, folks? When we think of what God's done for us. When we think of the sweetest gift that God gave for us. But you know, the words of that song make it very clear. I will praise thee, I will praise thee, alleluia, over and over. This really says it all, doesn't it? And then with the song that Farron sang and he shared with us, you know, I thought about the first part of that song where it says, you know, a mother came to visit her son in prison and gave him the sweetest gift, that smile. And I thought to myself, you know, if you take the mother out and replace that with Jesus, that's a little picture of Christ, you know, because did Christ not come here where we were awaiting the judgment for our sin and give to us the sweetest gift, his death on the cross to pay for those sins? Little way to see that differently there. And I thought, yeah, you know, God sure is good. Praise God. Thank him for what he's done. Thank God for your mother this morning. Make sure that she knows it. We are very blessed to have mothers. Well, today is Mother's Day, as I think is quite clear here. We are celebrating and remembering our mothers. This is a day which is set aside, as I said, it's set aside to remember our mothers, to cherish them. And I spoke on this before that holiday is a combination of two words, holy and day. And I wouldn't call Mother's Day a holy day, but it is certainly a day of remembrance, right? It is a day of remembrance. And I did some looking into Mother's Day and found that more than 40 countries across the world celebrate Mother's Day. Here in the United States, that tradition started around 1908. It's how long we've been celebrating Mother's Day. But like so many other days of remembrance, it's in many ways become corrupted. It's become commercialized, you know, and we've begun to forget what Mother's Day is really about. And that's the blessings that God has made possible through our mothers. Just like so many of God's days, those holidays, those holy days, man has begun to forget what they're all about. They're all about the commercialization and the world and the food. That's all nice. It's all about God. And today is a day which we thank God for our mothers. So from me to you, thank you, mothers. Praise God for you. Before we get into our lesson, though, if you would please join me as we pray for the message. Father God, we come to you today to thank you, Lord, first and foremost for who you are and what you've done. Lord, this is a special day, a day which we take out each year in remembrance of our mothers, Lord, the great blessing that you've given to each and every one of us, Father. We thank you for them. Father, we ask that you would use us, that you'd be glorified in all things. Father, we ask that you would strengthen our mothers, Lord, for they carry a heavy burden upon them, Lord, and we ask that they would know that we cherish them, Father. Lord, I ask that you'd be with me as I come forth to give the message that you've given to me, Lord. Help me to think clearly, Father, to speak clearly. Father, we pray that our message today would, one, remind us of the blessings that we have in our mother and in Christ and in you, Lord. Father, help us to always have our mind focused, Lord, not on the world, but on you. Father, help us to not get wrapped up in all of the festivities and the celebration, Lord, but to really think on the reason that we're blessed, which, Father, in the end, all comes down to you. Lord, we thank you for what you've done and what you are doing. We pray that you would use the church. We pray that our ears would be open, our hearts would be open to receive your message, Lord, and that it would change and impact us, Lord, in a way which glorifies you for all things. We pray for the church, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this morning, if you would please join me, we're going to go over to Proverbs chapter 31. That's chapter 31 of Proverbs is where we'll be starting out. And as I said, today we are celebrating Mother's Day, right? But we're also celebrating God. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about our mothers, a lot to say about their qualities, about their blessings, and how blessed they are. Join me, if you would, please, in Proverbs 31. We're going to start at verse 10. We're going to read verses 10 through 12. So, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now here we're speaking of a virtuous woman in general, but our topic today is on godly mothers, and a godly mother is a virtuous woman. She's a woman of God. Those of you who had godly mothers, where are you out there today? Who had a godly mother that had a hand in leading you to Christ, to showing you the Bible, that had you in church? Praise God for them, for they are virtuous women, and they are, as the scripture tells us, they are prized far above rubies. Their worth cannot be measured. Praise God for them. Truly a precious blessing in our mothers. I put a couple of notes here. Ladies, I want to encourage you today. I want you to know that, first of all, you are a great blessing to us, but you are also greatly blessed. Greatly blessed. You see, all throughout Scripture, we read accounts of where God, in His mercy and in His love, He opens a woman's womb that she would give child, and that child is given to her as a blessing to her. As a blessing, God does this. So those of you who are mothers, you are not only a blessing, but you are also greatly blessed. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember how blessed you are. I want you to remember it at 2 a.m. when that baby starts crying. All right, I want you to say to yourself, I'm blessed. All right, I want you to remember it in the middle of the night when that toddler creeps into your room and, as if it's a mantra, begins to speak your name, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. I want you to roll over and look at that child and say, oh, I'm blessed. All right, I want you to remember how blessed you are. I want you to remember how blessed you are whenever you are climbing the great slopes of Mount Laundry. All right? Or when you're diving the depths of Lake Dinner Dishes, I want you to remember that you are blessed by God. All right? I want you to remember this. Now, I put a note here, we often forget how blessed we are for all that you do, ladies. Very blessed. We often take these things for granted, these things, that this work that you toil in day after day, hour after hour. Yours is a love and a sacrifice that is seemingly unending. And you know, I bring that up for this reason. One, to thank you for and acknowledge you for the work that you do. But secondly, I'd like us to make an association with that and with God. You see, we often take for granted our mothers, but we also take for granted God, who is so much more of a blessing. And it's because of Him that we have you as a blessing. You see, the things that God has done for us, is doing for us, and will do for us, the things that He has made possible for us. Christ said that there is no way to the Father except through me. That is the message that He came to. He said that He is the door, right? Without Christ, there would be no path to God the Father. We would be lost. We would be doomed to die in our sins. We know this. We sing about it. We pray about it. We thank God for it. But sometimes this life gets the best of us, and we get busy, and just like our mothers, we begin to take that for granted, and we forget just how blessed we are, just how blessed we really are. Well, I hope that you found it comical there as I was telling you, ladies, just how blessed that you are. All joking aside, you truly are blessed and are a blessing. But on a more serious note, mothers, I think you'll agree with me when I say that being a mother is hard work. Now, I myself don't know that from experience, but I do know from watching my mother. I do know from watching my wife, as she is a mother to my children, the hours and the work that she puts in, the worry that she puts in. It is a love of sacrifice. It is a work of sacrifice. I made a note here that it is made willingly. It is made voluntarily. It is made in love, this never-ending work. It is because of this love, ladies, it is because of this love that we see you portray this godly example that you show us through your sacrificial love. It is for that reason that you are the apple of your child's eye, oftentimes so much more so than father. For I know that in the middle of the night, my kids don't come in calling for daddy. They come in when they want mom. When that baby's crying, the only one that can console that child, she doesn't want anything to do with me. She wants mom. Why? That godly example of love that is continually pouring out to them. Yes, the Bible has a lot to say about the hard work of mothers. Continuing there in Proverbs 31, let's continue there, verse 13. We're going to read verses 13 through 19 as we continue this morning. It says that she seeketh wool and flax, and she worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Now, no doubt some of that language is all too familiar here for you, isn't it, ladies? She riseth up early while it's still night. Quite often, you don't go to bed until it's night again, do you? Sometimes, quite often in my household, my wife is one of the last people to go to sleep. For she's there making sure that the children have everything that they need, getting them into bed. She makes sure that all the house is taken care of. And often I think to myself, is she going to go to bed? Is she going to rest? Honey, I have to tell her all the time, it can wait till tomorrow. Well, I've got to get this done. It can wait till tomorrow. That servant's heart that we have, that the women show, that the mothers show. I put that truly her love and her labor is great. And you know, I'm humbled. I'm humbled by that example today as I think back. Now, men, you might be able to agree on this with me. You might have experienced this thought before. I remember as a younger man, right, and my wife is continually humbling me. All right? I won't put you out there, but if your wife continuously humbles you, then you're not the only one, all right? I remember as a young man, whenever I first started to get what my father called a real job, you know, I was working hard, working long hours, and I remember in my mind kind of throwing myself a pity party, you know, being a young kid, thinking to myself, oh, man, I get up, I go to work, everyone's asleep, it's dark outside, I go work a long day, I get off, I come home, guess what, by the time I get home, it's dark again, everyone's back in bed. That's my life, but day after day after day. I know some of you guys out there snickering right now going, welcome to my life, right? Some of the railroaders out there, I know, we've had talks, that's your life, basically. And then I thought about something that my wife continuously humbles me with. I think to myself, you know, here I am kind of throwing a pity party for myself sometimes or thinking, man, this is rough. And then I see the example of my wife continuously. And then I think back to the example that my mother set, and it's an example that I think all mothers set. Ladies, your job is truly unending. Your example and the testimony of your life is also unending. For that, we thank you, and we thank God for you. You know, I want you to notice something there. Well, actually, before we go into that, let's read the next couple of verses, and then we'll get into this, into what I was going to say here. So verse 25 through 31 there in Proverbs, we'll continue a little farther here. So they're starting at verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children rise up, and they call her blessed. See, I told you you're blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, take a look there at verse 28 real quick with me. I want you to notice something about verse 28. Verse 28 tells us that her children and her husband call her blessed and they praise her. Right? That's what Mother's Day is all about. Mother's Day is looking back at the blessings that we have in you. Mother's Day is about what God has done through you. For there's not a person in here who doesn't have a mother, who hasn't had a mother, who wasn't there, right? Every one of us have a mother. And it's because of them that we're here today. I want to ask you something today to think about, especially on today. Have you called her and called her blessed? Have you praised her today, not in the way that we praise God, that worship that's reserved only for God, but to simply thank her, to give her praise for the work, those long hours that she's put in, to praise her for the things that God has done through her. If you haven't, I encourage that you will. I encourage you that you will. Now, I spoke a moment, just briefly, about how blessed mothers are and how blessed we are to have mothers and how hard that they work in love. However, there's more to being a mother than simply hard work. So much more, in fact. I want you to know, mothers, that this morning, that your influence, the testimony of your life, is a powerful, powerful influence and tool that can be used of God. In fact, it is one of the most important and most powerful influences in a child's life, is the influence that you have as the mother. I think it goes without saying, who is it that spends the majority, that a child spends the majority of their time with while in the house, while in their parents' home? More often than not, they spend their lives, they spend their lives with their mothers. They learn and they begin to mimic their mothers. Many, many of the things that they learn and take on, the morals that they have, their temperaments, that all, many of it, much of it, comes from their mothers because they spend so much time with them. I want to talk to you a little bit about a godly influence in your child's life, because that influence can be used for a great many things, ladies. Mothers, your influence can be used not only to bolster the spirit of your child, not only to let them know that they are loved, not only to prepare them for the world, but something far, far more important, something far more precious. Your influence can be used, and I pray that it is being used, to share your faith with that child. A moment ago, I asked you to raise your hand if your mother was a godly woman, a woman who prayed for you, a woman who prayed with you, who gave you the gospel, who whenever you were young would read to you from the Bible, have you in church. I think many of us here today would have a testimony, something very similar to that, of how their mother would bring them to church, or their mother would get them dressed and get them off to school and take care of them and nurture them. The most important influence that you have, ladies, is the influence that you have for Christ, the testimony that you are able to give. Before we go on, one more quick thing on that. And I've said this before, but it's fitting to say it again now. Many of us think about what our call is, what our purpose is. How is God going to use me? Where do I fall in the scheme of things, right? How am I going to be the hands and the feet of Christ? Mothers, each and every one of you share the same role, among many others, I'm sure, but you share the same role as missionary. And the missionary that you are is you are a missionary, and the field that you're called to is your home. That is the first field you're called to as a mother. The one that you are preaching to and giving the gospel to and giving that example of righteousness, it happens within the walls of your home as a mother. Every mother in here is a missionary. Hopefully you know that and you acknowledge that and that you are working to that end. Now, if you would please join me, let's head over to Acts, if you would please. Go with me to Acts chapter 16. That's where we're going to continue at this morning. Acts chapter 16. And I want to show you, the Word of God makes it quite clear of your influence and how we can see it other places here. We're going to look at some examples of this. So if you would, Acts chapter 16, we're going to read verse 1, just verse 1. I want to show you something. So it says there in verse 1, then came he, speaking of Paul, to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus. This is Timothy, right? The son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, speaking of believed in Christ, was a follower, but his father was a Greek, right? So you're going to see in a minute that the name of that woman is Eunice, right? That's his mother that we spoke of there just briefly in verse 1. Now, if you follow with me, we're going to follow up on this. Go with me to 2 Timothy, all right? 2 Timothy chapter 1, and you're going to see here, we're going to follow up, and you'll see the point that I'm trying to make about your influence, ladies. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're going to go down to verse 5. It says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Now, I want to point something out here. We see here that he is attributing the faith of Timothy to his mother Eunice. So where is he attributing the faith that he first got? Where did he first hear about this, right? Where did he get this example? He got it from his mother. But I want you to note one thing further. Where did Eunice get it? Notice that it speaks of Lois, Timothy's grandmother. Eunice also, no doubt, heard of Christ from her grandmother. No doubt. And the same is for many of us today. The role that you play, ladies. The role that you play in planting those seeds to giving that gospel message. So I think it really speaks to the influence of a godly mother and the blessings that come with it. So here's one more thing. I want to illustrate this impact for you here, again, from the scriptures. Go to 2 Timothy now. Go over to chapter 3. Go over to chapter 3 with me. And read verses 14 and 15 here of chapter 3. It says, "But continue in the things which thou hast learnt and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And I want to pay specific interest, some emphasis, if you will, on a part of that verse there. Notice that it says, "And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures." Who do you think taught him as a child? His mother. That's how he knew them. Now see, it's testifying that it is of Paul and of Christ that he has this these things. So it says that these things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. But I want you to see, though, that it gives, again, it makes it very clear that he's known the scriptures from a child, which means his mother had a hand in sharing her faith with him, which led him to where he is today. All right? Ladies, I cannot emphasize enough your influence in your home and in your children and the ability that you have to lay those biblical foundations of faith, to be that godly example, to be that virtuous woman who is prized far above rubies. And I want you to note something in the verse that we just read there. Why? Why is this so important for you as a godly mother? And why is your influence so important? Notice the last part of the verse we just read there at 15. "Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." You see, the foundation that you're laying is not simply of worldly success. It is not simply of status. It is not simply of monetary gain. It's more than just their morals. The foundation and the influence that you have the ability to set in the home, ladies, as a godly mother, is to teach them the scriptures which are able to make them wise unto salvation. There's no greater gift that you can give than to share your faith. Now that faith, of course, has to be taken on to them on their own. They have to claim it as their own faith. But my, the influence that you have, the blessing that you are in your ability to share your faith with them. I praise God that I had a godly mother. I praise God that I had a mother who was praying for me for years. I've shared some of my story with you on how, as a young man, I knew of God, but I didn't know God, so to speak. I knew the scriptures, but I really wasn't living like I knew the scriptures. And I can tell you with surety, because I've been told and I believe it and I know the woman, she is my mother after all, that she prayed for me, I have no doubt, day after day. And I look back and I think of how blessed and how thankful I am that I had a mother that would pray for me. how blessed we are. The impact that you can have, mothers. The impact that you can have. I said a little bit earlier that mothers are blessed and a blessing beyond measure. How much more so those mothers that follow the Lord? For a mother that follows the Lord has the ability to share that faith foundation. Mothers, if you follow the Lord today, then you are blessed by way of your salvation, which comes by grace. You are a blessing in the faith that you share with your children. And as I stated, you are their first missionary, and your missionary field is at home. You've been greatly blessed. Some would say that you've been given a double portion of blessing, so to speak. And I want to read to you an article that I came upon that is so much more eloquent than I am. And I found this as I was looking at some of the things that a well-known pastor by the name of Alistair Begg, he found this actually, and I found it by looking at what he found. This is written by a man named W.L. Caldwell, and he wrote this in 1928 concerning godly mothers. Let me share with you what he said here, how true this is. And I just, as we're reading this, I want you to get this illustration in your mind. I want you to picture this. It's a beautiful thought. You guys, we're going to go way back in our memories. I want you to think of your mother for a moment. He says, "May we take pause to honor her who after Jesus Christ is God's best gift to men, that is, mother. It was she who shared her life with us when as yet our members were unformed. Into the valley of the shadow of death she walked that we might have the light of life. In her arms was the garner of our food and the soft couch for our repose. There we nestled in the hour of pain. There was the playground of our infant glee. Those same arms later became our refuge and our stronghold. It was she who taught our baby feet to go and lifted us up over the rough places in times when we stumble. Her blessed hands plied the needle by day and by night to make our clothes. She put the book under our arms and started us off each day for school. But best of all, she taught our baby lips to lisp the name of Jesus and told us first of the wondrous story of a Savior's love." True words. Praise God for godly mothers. Praise God for godly mothers. My. You know, it was my mother, looking back, that I believe it was, that first shared the gospel with me. And I didn't realize it at the time, and you know, your children may not realize it, and mothers, you may not realize it, but do you know where as I thought about it, as I was looking through this message, do you know where it was that my mother first gave me the foundations of faith and the gospel? It was whenever I was a very, very, very young child, and each night my mother would sing with me, because I was afraid of the dark, I was a big weenie, okay, I'll tell you. She would come and she would sing to me. And what songs would she sing? "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," because I was little and I could learn these things. I didn't know at the time very much other than a little bit about Jesus. And then here's where the gospel came in. She would sing songs to me like, "Mary Had a Little Lamb Whose Fleece Was White as Snow." She would sing to me songs about the birth of Christ, "Silent Night." I look back and I think on those fond memories of my mother and I think, wow. Wow, the testimony of my mother. God, thank you for that woman. As I hope that many of you are thinking it now. You know, it's often mothers who give the first gospel message to their children. It's mothers that tell of how a cross once held the Lamb of God, who stands now at the right hand of the Father with our holes in His hands. Praise God. Praise God. I hope that at this moment you are filled with the fond thoughts of your mother. I hope that each of you will be calling your mother and spending some time to let her know how blessed you are to have her. If you're saved and you had a godly mother and she had a hand in that, could you raise your hand in acknowledgement of that today? Just say, yeah, God used my mom. Praise God for that. If you're not saved, though, if you're not in a personal relationship with Christ, if you haven't gone to the one who went to that cross, who was able to bear our burdens, who paid the price that we owed, as I said a moment ago, as he, and this is imagery which comes to my mind, is as we think about it, that it's our scars, it's our holes that are in his hands right now. Those are the price that he paid for us. If you haven't been to God, if you haven't been to, and received the gift of grace, of salvation that's made possible by Christ, by what he did there at Calvary, then I ask that today, in a moment, our congregation is going to sing a song. And if you're feeling led, if you're feeling like God is speaking to you, that you need to have that relationship, if you're thinking about these things, that perhaps you'd come down while this congregation sings, and I'll show you from the Word of God if you've got questions about how that works and what it is. Or maybe you're feeling that, but you're thinking, you know, I really don't want to come down in front of all these people, but you know, preacher, you've made a good point here. I do need God, and I have been blessed to have the mother that I had, and I want to talk to someone about it. My desk is in that office right there. I'll be there after the service. Maybe you don't have time to stick around. My phone number is on the board on the right-hand side as you walk out the door. Call me. I'll make time. There's nothing more important than that. So in a moment, as the service comes to a close, I want you to be thinking of your mother. I want you to think, and I want you to ask yourself, do I have salvation? Have I been to Christ? Have I been to the one who can pay for my sins? And then whenever we leave here today, think of your mother. Think of that godly blessing that the Lord gave you. You know, many of us here, myself not yet, but I know that one day I will be there. Many of us today, we don't have the ability to call mom anymore, to let her know how much she means to us, how good she is. If you have that blessing and you're able to, don't miss out. Call mom up and thank God for her. As the congregation plays, I invite you. Join me as we close out tonight's, or this morning's service in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, to, again, first and foremost, Lord, to bow ourselves before the throne, to thank you, O God, that you would send your Son as a price to be paid for our sins. Father, we thank you for the gift of grace that was given on that cross at Calvary. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the great gift and the great blessing that you have given us and our mothers. Father, we ask that you help us, Lord, for we are weak of mind and of flesh, Lord. We often take for granted those many blessings. We take for granted the love and the long hours of labor that go in, that our mothers put in on our behalf. Father, help us not to take for granted our mothers. Father, furthermore, and so much greater, Lord, we often take for granted what you have done and what you are doing. Lord, we ask that you would help us, Lord, to keep our minds focused on who you are, what you've done. Father, we love you, we thank you, we pray for the church, we pray for our communities, Father. We pray that you'd be glorified in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.